We're going to be talking with Itamar Marcus. He's in Israel. And Itamar is the director of the Palestinian Media Watch. Their website and their email address, palwatch.org, P-A-L-W-A-T-C-H, palwatch.org. This is a must to have on your bookmarks, on your computer, on your homepage, because they give information to you that helps us to understand what truly the Palestinian media is saying, both the electronic media and the print media. And this is key in this time in history with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict continuing, everybody trying to bring resolution to it. That goal has not been met yet. Itamar, a lot of things to talk about with you today. I guess the main headline would have to be what you passed along to us in your news alert to those of us on your email list, and that would be a mother placing a suicide belt on her son, on a child. And this, in fact, was on the Fatah Facebook page out of Lebanon. Talk to me about this. What's it all about?
Well, this one even surprised us a little bit because it's been a while since there's been a direct promotion of literally suicide terrorism amongst anyone in the Fatah or the Hamas. For many years, they were encouraging children, and they still encourage children to sort of look for the martyrdom, and martyrdom is honored, and children sing songs about martyrdom. But this was even going beyond that. They, what you see in this on the Facebook page of the Fatah is a mother bent over, and she's literally dressing up her child, who has a mask on his face so you can't see his face, and she's dressing him up with a suicide belt. And what was most striking is the conversation that the editors of the Facebook page put next to this child. The child, the mother says, "I'm putting this on you so you'll go to your death." So the child asks the mother, "What have I done? You don't want me to die?" And she answers, "The homeland needs you. Go blow up the sons of Zion." And then the son asks the mother, "Why me and not you?" And then she answers, "I will stay to give birth to more children for Palestine." And then the boy says, "I'm keep it up, mother, for you and for Palestine. I will kill the impure and the damned." Now, in this little lesson, this little segment here of text, you have so many significant messages that represent Palestinian ideology. First of all, blowing up the impure and the damned. Many, many times we've heard Palestinian religious leaders talk about the Jewish people being the damned of Allah. Recently Palestinian television said that we were impure and that it rains in Jerusalem to wash away the impurity where the Jews have walked. So all of these words here are key words in Palestinian ideology. And, of course, the idea of blowing up the Jews for the sake of Palestine is part of their, has been part of their ideology for many years. It's justified. It's glorified. But at this age, where you see a young little boy being dressed up like this, this is something we haven't seen in a while.
Now, am I understanding correctly this was on the Facebook page for Fatah in Lebanon?
Exactly. And it there's a link to it from the Fatah website, and there's a link to that website from the Fatah website in the Palestinian Authority, so that we know this is the actual site, because it's coming linked to directly in two links from the Fatah site in the West Bank.
Well, I understood the restrictions on Facebook were more stringent than to allow a mother to encourage her child to be a martyr for the Palestinian cause. Has anybody complained to Facebook about this?
That's an excellent question, and I would think that if Facebook saw this, they might do something about it, and I'm hoping one of our readers in one of the countries will do such a thing.
Yes, that would be very important. And anybody eavesdropping on this conversation, you might want to check it out. Go to palwatch.org. And there you'll be able to see the entire video that would be on this Facebook page. You'll be able to understand it better, and then maybe you want to contact Facebook. Let me ask, what is the Palestinian Authority doing in preparations for their proposal to the General Assembly of the United Nations to have some type of a status? I don't believe it's going to be a full nation status, but what are they trying to do to be recognized by the United Nations?
Well, the very critical for them. They want the United Nations, by majority vote, to recognize them as a non-member state, meaning it's not quite a state, but it is a state. And what they will then do is play up the part that is a state, and more significantly, or most significantly, they are asking for statehood on the 1967 ceasefire lines, that is, ceasefire lines that had been in place since 1949. And those ceasefire lines, which put all of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, in Arab hands, puts Jerusalem and the Temple Mount and the Western Wall all in Arab hands, they will then claim that international law recognizes those borders because of this UN vote. And they will say their state is therefore now official. These are no longer disputed territories, but this is occupied territories. Israel has always insisted this land has never belonged to anyone other than us. And therefore, at best, it's disputed. Really, it's Israeli land. They will then say it's no longer disputed. It's now Palestinian. And therefore, we have the right for everything. Now, that would mean, I'm guessing, including terrorism, including killing Israelis, because they say very often the occupied has a right to resistance in every form against the occupier. So they will then go to the world and say, we're killing Israelis in Jerusalem because it's occupied land, it's part of Palestine. It's going to be a very, very dangerous step that they're taking. They're going to take it. They're going to probably succeed at it. And I think it's something that's going to change their whole behavior from then on. Negotiations will be, they won't be negotiating anymore. They'll say, we don't have to negotiate because everything's been solved already.
Wow. Well, what an interesting development as it relates to the Palestinian bid to the United Nations. One of the reasons that I am convinced it's important for you to do the work you're doing, Itamar, with all of your team, in addition to what you're doing in the translation of both the print media and the electronic media, you travel around the world and you visit some of the legislative bodies of other countries, like you have spoken often to the Congress, of members of Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. But I understand just recently you were in the United Kingdom, in Great Britain, and you addressed some of the parliamentarians there. What was your message to these parliamentarians?
Yes, correct. I mean, there were about, in three different lectures, I think, altogether, probably spoke to more than 50 members of parliament. And we spoke about many, many things, especially the Western governments. This means Britain, it means the United States, but there, of course, the focus was on Britain. Their funding of the Palestinian Authority general budget, which then is responsible for producing an enormous amount of hate material on Palestinian television. It's responsible for glorifying terrorists, suicide bombers, turning them into heroes. It's responsible for paying salaries to Palestinian terrorists who are in Israeli prisons. In fact, even people who are sitting dozens and dozens of life sentences. You've got people like Abdallah Barghouti, who's sitting 67 life sentences for killing 67 people in suicide bombings that he planned and orchestrated. He is getting a monthly salary, which is higher than the average Palestinian Authority salary, because he's a terrorist in prison, and this is being paid for by Western governments. It's being paid for by the UK, by Britain. And that's what was so significant there, is that there was horror. I would say that the members of Parliament were quite horrified that this is what their well-intended money is going for, because it's going to the general budget, which is funding this. And we now have a core of members of Parliament there who will be fighting to have a change in British law, so that Britain will no longer fund the Palestinian general budget. If we succeed there, we're hoping that that will impact on all the European Union countries. And we're hoping for similar success in the United States after the election as well.
Oh, that is great. What a very, very important activity in your operation of PALWatch.org, Palestinian Media Watch. One final question for you, Itamar. We're focusing today on this special edition of Prophecy Today on the presidential election. And I just want to see if you can give us the heartbeat of the Palestinian people as it relates to who they would like to see elected. Do they have a choice? Will it affect whoever is elected? Will it affect the Palestinians and possibly the peace process?
The Palestinian Authority would very much prefer Barack Obama. they were very, very optimistic because when he got elected, because of his very strong statements of support for them, they were a little disappointed toward the end of the 4 years, but they certainly expect him to come through with all those promises about a Palestinian state, et cetera, et cetera. So they're very much hoping that Barack Obama is going to win this election. I think an interesting indicator also, there was a poll amongst Israelis just recently. I think it was 15% of Israelis felt Obama is better for Israel, and I think 75 to 80% felt that Romney is better. So the Palestinians are aware of the same way Israelis are aware of who would be better and who has, you know, where the sympathies lie between the two candidates. And the Palestinians are certainly rooting for Obama.
Itamar Marcos, he is the director of Palestinian Media Watch. Their website address, palwatch.org, palwatch.org, palwatch.org. Go there and sign up for the newsletter, and Itamar will keep you posted on some of the very important stories that he and his team are able to ferret out from the Palestinian media. Itamar, thank you so very much for our interaction today. Appreciate the work you're doing, not only for us here on the broadcast, but for the legislative bodies of the different nations around the world as well. We need to know exactly what the Palestinian media is saying. Your team does a terrific job. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay, thanks for talking to you, and success there in Italy.